This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You don't have to read too closely between the lines of what Chair Powell was saying today to realize there's at least one more interest rate hike on the horizon and that a rate cut is nowhere on his list of things to do right now. The federal funds rate, that's the key rate the Fed controls, is the highest it's been in 22 years. And it is a truth universally acknowledged that the longer rates stay high, the harder it becomes for a lot of companies to do or even to stay in business. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has that one.
High interest rates are a pile of headaches for businesses. Here's Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's.
So if I'm a vehicle producer or if I'm in the housing industry or I sell appliances, then you know the higher interest rates raise the cost of borrowing for consumers. They buy less and that hurts my business.
It's harder for consumers to take out loans. For example, delinquencies on auto loans have been rising sharply ever since the Fed started raising rates last year. But it's not just that businesses suffer because their customers do. Businesses are directly affected by high interest rates because a lot of them take out bank loans. Simon Gilchrist is professor of economics at New York University.
Because most bank loans are actually variable interest rate loans, these high interest rates today will mean that firms will be immediately facing higher borrowing costs on any of these financing needs that they might have.
And that's exactly what is happening, says Nick Kramer, head of ratings performance analytics at S&P Global Ratings.
We have seen the amount of cash that corporates are paying on interest payments jump about 15% globally, which is well beyond what we've seen in the last several years.
Business credit ratings are getting worse.
You know, we're seeing more downgrades, particularly in the U.S.
Downgrades are happening more to businesses who did not have very high ratings to begin with. Defaults are rising, too, although Kramer says they're coming off a very low level.
And we do anticipate that that will increase over the next 12 months or so.
He expects corporate default rates to rise from around 3% now to 4.25% next year. The most at-risk businesses are the ones that owe the most, says Moody's Mark Zandi.
Some businesses probably miscalculated, took on too much debt in the context of the weakening economy, and many of them will go bankrupt and some will fail.
The longer rates stay high, the more companies will feel the weight of their debt. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.